Time now for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed the lives of consumers and businesses alike. And with that major change has come a new normal and a new way to market to customers. On the program today, we'll get some perspective on those changes from Christy Danley, who is the president of Magna 4, an Arkansas-based print and marketing business and one of the largest printers in the Mid-South. Plus, John Tyson's Blessings Golf Club will get more national television exposure this fall, and an eyesore on Walton Boulevard in Bentonville is headed for redevelopment. We'll have those stories for you after the break on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Christy Danley is the president and co-owner of Magna 4, a printing and marketing company in Little Rock. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit earlier this year, it led to overnight troubles for both Danley's clients and her own company. In a recent interview with Roby Brock, Danley explained how she has adjusted and what advice she now offers for marketing in the new normal.
Tell me a little bit about what all Magna 4 did before the pandemic and does now that there is a pandemic.
Yeah, well, we are a print and marketing company, and we primarily serve national brands in the restaurant, fitness, nonprofit, and event industry. So essentially, we produce everything that they might put their brand on, from printed material, shirts, hats, wide format, signage. We did all of it. And so
those are all companies in industries that had no effect whatsoever from the pandemic. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. It was, March 15th, we were running as normal. March 23rd, it was a whole new world. So, yeah, we've definitely seen some change.
Tell me what you did when you, that initial analysis where you saw what was happening, mm-hmm. it was clear what was happening, mm-hmm. and you guys had, internal discussions. I'm not asking for privileged information, but when did you kind of make the decision, this is major, and we've got to shift and pivot in a big way?
Yeah, well, so by March 23rd, we were really focused on preserving liquidity because we knew that our clients were going to be impacted. We just didn't know for how long. So we did institute furloughs, and then we began to look and go, okay, how are we going to pivot? How are we going to shift and fill whatever new needs might arise? I mean, the first thing was to worry about the cash and the liquidity. You know, and then we began to look at, well, what are the new needs going to be in terms of signage, directional signage, PPE? We now offer complete sanitization packages for our brands. So just really major shift, and it all had to be done within a couple weeks.
Yeah. And you had relationships with those major brands, which is probably what made a lot of that transferable, I would mm-hmm. predict. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, what is the new normal now for Magna 4, and just maybe in a larger context for people who understand this is going to be with us still for a long period of time?
Well, the new normal, we are still running very lean. We will continue to run lean because, again, there's a lot of revenue that's gone and won't be back until those stores are able to fully reopen and are running at 100% capacity. So we've shifted a lot of our production capabilities into more signage, directional signage, direct mail. People are still doing a lot of direct mail. And then once again, distributing and filling a lot of PPE masks. We're producing a ton of masks and providing chemical sanitization packages.
You wrote a piece for us on marketing in this new normal, and I want to hit a couple of the highlights there. Let's start first with one you just mentioned about embracing mail. This seems like throwback in some respects because everybody's all digital now. So why do you suggest embracing mail?
Well, here's the thing. That mailbox moment is more important than ever. People are at their screens all day. There's just a barrage of digital advertising. People interact 39% more with direct mail than they do traditional digital advertising. And there's a study by the Royal Mail, direct mail printed pieces stay in the home on average of 17 days. So you really get a good bang for your buck. It's a good way to stand out. And really, it's the best value right now for advertising.
Another piece of advice you put out there is don't sell, share.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so sharing is the new selling. Really considering why your clients do business with you in the first place and considering their informational needs. There's a great study by the Marketing Institute that showed that the top performing marketers, 90% of them put their clients' informational needs first. So considering what information is relevant and helpful is going to strengthen your position with your clients, whether it be virtual tours, product information, success stories. Those really put you in a position to be helpful and relevant right now.
I'm going to roll these last two into one so that you can kind of combo off of them. You talk about creating an experience for customers and recognizing mm-hmm. the time that we're in. But flesh that out.
So there's something we call experiential marketing, and it's really relevant right now because we're all trying to social distance. And experiential marketing is really engagement marketing. So maybe that means that you're printing a billboard, a large banner and putting it on a building, wrapping a building. That's something that people can engage with at a distance. Or maybe it's interactive point of purchase displays. Maybe it is interior and exterior graphics that are Instagram worthy, right? Beautiful wall murals or wall decals that really pop. So all of those things are things to consider as we make this transition into this new way of life.
That is Christy Danley, president of Arkansas-based printing and marketing shop Magna 4. She says perhaps now more than ever, brands have the opportunity to have authentic conversations with captive audiences, but they must find the appropriate outreach tactics or risk losing their credibility or customers altogether. News of a major commercial redevelopment on Walton Boulevard in Bentonville is one of our most read stories at nwabusinessjournal.com this week. Alan Cole, who's a principal of Colliers International in Rogers, confirms that a group of investors has the former Nunley Chevrolet auto dealership under contract. That deal is expected to close this fall and will bring some new life to what is now a crumbling and weed-infested concrete parking lot. It's about 8.5 acres worth. And for the second year in a row, John Tyson's golf course just outside Fayetteville will host a major collegiate golf tournament televised live by Golf Channel. The Blessings Collegiate Invitational is scheduled October 5th through 7th and will include all 14 men's and women's golf teams from the Southeastern Conference. A portion of the tournament will be broadcast live on Golf Channel each day. Spectators will not be permitted because of COVID-19 guidelines. Tyson is, of course, the chairman of Springdale-based Tyson Foods and the owner of the Blessings, which opened 16 years ago. Last year, the golf course partnered with the University of Arkansas to host the NCAA Division I Men's and Women's Golf Championships, which were also televised by Golf Channel. For those stories and more, be sure to visit nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can find our reporting on state and regional business headlines each and every day. And that is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.